Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby.
Stop it, Rick. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. I'm going to do my Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tonight, by the way, high school football playoffs start. Good luck to all the teams involved. It's an amazing thing to be a part of if you ever have had a chance to do it as a father, a son, daughter, like communities come together. It's great, man. So just want to give a big shout out to all of the teams that are participating. And there'll never be another part like this in your life. Like everybody thinks like, oh, I'll move on. College ain't even this. Like, it's not the same.
No, I was going to say, I missed it last week because last week was the end of the regular season. We always like to say it. But echoing what Carl just said, because, yeah, for many and 99% of the dudes after that will be your last chance to put on the pads and to have that kind of special moment. And, you know, whether, you know, you go on if you're lucky enough to play another level. But, yeah, it's just, you think about those, you know, those glory days, man. And who wouldn't out there? Not saying you want to be Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite. You know, get a time machine and go back and win state. I throw the football over those mountains. You don't want to be that guy. But yeah, I mean, I had so much fun. Again, and I was a bum. I was a total, I bet you, Carl was good. Carl played linebacker. I was just a long snapper. But you know, those friendships and relationships with your coaches, and if you're lucky enough to have some of your coaches still alive. So anyway, congratulations to all the kids who wrapped it up last week and the kids who continue this weekend.
All right, man. We got a lot to get to. Happy Friday to everybody. We are going to talk about what else is going on around the NFL. We're focused on the Falcons, obviously, with the big weekend. Coming up at the 4 o'clock hour, we will talk dogs. And get into this matchup between the Dogs and the Longhorns. Look, and a guy hit me up. He said, man, y'all are not talking about Georgia Tech. What's the deal? Look, Georgia Tech needs to handle business this weekend, and there's no reason they shouldn't.
And we're just assuming they are, right?
Yeah, but Boston College is not a good football team. I will tell you this. The relationship between Brent Key and Bill O'Brien is meaningful. He's not going to run the score up. Team's better. They should win. But they need to just handle business. That's how I'm looking at this. This is just a business trip for Georgia Tech. And, you know, the fact that the matchup, you know, includes a couple of guys that know each other is intriguing. But at the end of the day, Tech's better than Boston College. So we haven't spent as much time because the reality is, guys, there is a college football playoff matchup in Athens this weekend. Texas and Georgia, this is like round one. You lose. How does that affect your outcome moving forward? So we'll spend some time on that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. Mike, you mentioned there was some correlation with what's going on in Green Bay and our offense. Explain.
Well, there's an article. One of my buddies is a big Packers fan. He was talking about, you know, what's going on. There's been rumors. I think Pat McAfee was putting it out there, or somebody was throwing it out there that, you know, what about Matt LaFleur coming to Atlanta? Well, he's still got playoffs to – first of all, he's got a season to finish with the Packers, make a playoff run. And right now they've got a wobble with their offense. But there was an article from the Packers website. This is PackersNews.com. And if you didn't see that Eagles game the other night, it was pretty dreadful, tough to watch. Not a lot of offense.
It was.
But one of the big plays that could have resulted in breaking it open for Green Bay was a big throw to Watson for like 25 yards, and they had an illegal formation. They had a tackle that didn't realize he was up on the line, and you know, so the wide receiver wasn't covering the edge. So, whoop, illegal formation, illegal procedure. So there's little things like that. And they've gone on to kind of look at five or six, which is always five or six in each game, big plays where LaFleur dials it up and the guys don't execute. So I'm not making excuses. The last guy I'm going to make excuses for, you know how I feel about Zach Robinson, not a fan. But it still comes down to the players have got to do their job. And too many times in our losses, you know, good plays have been dialed up and they screw it up. You know, whether it's a false start, whether it's a guy out of formation, you know, whether it's a guy not knowing where he's supposed to be, whether it's just simply Mooney dropping it or Pitts not hearing an audible or Pitts dropping a pass. So not trying to compare us to the Packers, but in the NFL, just like in college or tonight in high school, if you don't do your job, the play is going to get blown up. It's that's why 22, you know, 11 have got to work together. I know, no Sherlock, but it just finds it. I find it interesting that there all of a sudden Matt LaFleur forgot how to coach offense because his team is now sputtering the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and remember, his development with Jordan Love has been great. Jordan Love, going into last season, was supposed to be an MVP candidate, got hurt. You could talk about his time with Aaron Rodgers and how Rodgers loved LaFleur. I'm with you. I don't think that's the case. I do think it's a lack of execution. The defense, too, man. I mean, It's really good, but they did a really good job of containing Michael Parsons. So he will have to answer all of these questions, Mike. But I'm going to tell you something. If LaFleur is on the open market, he'll be available, yes.
And, in a millisecond.
And scooped up just like that.
Yeah, I mean, and for those who don't remember, some of our younger audience, we assume everybody remembers. It's been 8 years now. We're going on 8 years since we were in the playoffs. But he was the quarterback's coach under Shanahan, and Dan Quinn thought he was too inexperienced, I presume, and he pivoted to Steve Sarkisian to be our OC. 17, our defense crawl took a huge leap. It was really good. I mean, it was a great, great unit. We talked about how well we played against the Rams, beating them and holding the Eagles to 15 up there. But unfortunately, Steve Sarkisian was just kind of a day late and a dollar short with that playbook, his version of the West Coast offense. And I said at the time, what about Matt LaFleur? And I remember a certain person, Dave Archer, basically says, no, he's not ready. But anyway, in hindsight, how'd you feel about him back then? Now, plug in, imagine if he had taken over. Look, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but still, there's a guy that had a working knowledge of the Shanahan offense and was comfortable in it.
I agree. And here's the part, too. You just don't know until they get in the job. I mean, do you know how many guys told me that Sean McVay was too young, that he wasn't going to be ready? He's arguably the best coach in the NFL and has been for the last 5 years. Took his team to two Super Bowls. Like really? Either you can do the job, Mike, or you can't. But you don't know until you throw these guys out there. And I agree with you. Like, at that particular time, when you think about where we were, who had probably the insight to Matt Ryan more, and more importantly, the guys that were already here on this team? What they wanted, Mike, was they wanted to have the experience of somebody come in but not change anything. And you just can't do that. It never works.
And you know, again, somebody will ask Matt about it. You know, the level of how comfortable he was, I should say, with Matt LaFleur. Regardless, it's an ancient history. The other thing about those teams, there were so many great players on that squad. You have a window. And that was because 18, we just got decimated by injuries, especially on the defensive side. So that's what coincides. Now, I'm just curious why Dan wouldn't have rolled the dice with LaFleur. If you remember, Carl, a few years later, he rolls the dice on a guy that was better known as an Army helicopter pilot than he was as a special teams coach. And our special teams was even worse than it is now. Either way, don't matter. DQ's gone. Injury report just dropped. Drake London, Carl, still got that illness. So I hope it's something they can pump him full of IVs on Sunday because he makes our offense go. And he's still dealing with a sore back. Mike Hughes still dealing with a neck injury. These guys are all listed as questionable. Chris Lindstrom has got a foot. We're hearing that it looks like Bergeron is out. It's out there today. So he's out with that ankle injury.
Yeah.
As is D. Alford, still in the concussion. And Leonard Floyd's still dealing with a hamstring. Leonard Floyd's been a disappointment this year.
Yeah, look.
Through nine games.
I expected more. You're right. Through nine games. I just expected more. And when we say more sacks, more production out of him on the field and more impact. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. A couple of things. One, Jeff Ulbrich, our defensive coordinator. Rico Dowdle. Can we contain this dude Sunday?
Well, the two best running backs we've seen went for 500 yards. the Bills, now again, that's on Joe Brady, how they didn't maximize you know, James Cook's a talent. Since we played them on Monday night. But yeah, Rico Dowdle, you know, they were trying to, you know, give respect to the veteran. But hey, those days are over. Rico Dowdle is killing it. And this guy, I mean, he makes cuts. He can hit you with some physicality. So that's an hombre you're gonna have to corral.
Here's our DC talking about what we need to do and how this guy runs.
It's interesting, you know, playing Dallas when Rico was there. You know, I remembered him and I had great regard for him, but he's taking his game to a whole nother stratosphere. Not only, like, he always had speed and athleticism, he always had vision, he always could create, even when there wasn't anything there. He's running with a violence and with an attitude and with a chip on his shoulder that you don't see very often. You know, he's got a little bit of the attitude of Pacheco, the guy from Kansas City, you know, and if you think you're going to tackle this guy with an arm tackle, you're 100% absolutely wrong, and you got to assume that there is going to be no one-on-one tackles. It's going to take us all to get population to the ball and put them down. But collectively, from a run defense standpoint, we got to play better. You know, and I got to do a better job putting him in the right positions to play better.
Yes, you do, Jeff. He's right about that. He's absolutely right about the way Rico Dowdle is running. And Pacheco runs like, you know what? Like, you don't want to get in his way. That's what he's saying. Like, and those open field opportunities, man, you got to wrap up this dude. And if we don't, Mike, right. It's going to be a long Sunday for us against the run game. And that, again, that starts with everything. And look, Bryce has not been good, guys. Bryce Young has not been a world beater.
It's a schizophrenic team. They're just like us.
Yes, but if you give him this run game, it makes his load a lot easier. All of a sudden, Mike, he's completing these easy passes because you got to account for Rico Dotto and company. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. One other thing I do want you to hear, and that is Raheem Moore is talking about Carolina. What did they learn from the tape from week 3? I guess they threw that tape away. Obviously, they had to watch it again to just make sure that, you know, hey, are they going to try to do some of this stuff this week? Here's what he said.
A little bit of that was some resiliency of missing those 2 early, you know, kicks. You know, like, you drove the ball down really well, and you miss a kick, and that's kind of disheartening. Then you drop down again, you miss another one. That's disheartening. And it's disheartening for your offense, but your defense showed great resiliency that day. I mean, had a couple turnovers that day, which was uncharacteristic. I think we had 2 that day. Interceptions? I know it was 2 interceptions for sure. 1 for a pick 6, which is uncharacteristic, as we know, for 10 games in or 11 games in, whatever.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It was for Michael. We had another pick down the field. Gave a couple shorts field, whatever the case may be. And our defense was able to go out there and show great resiliency and stand up and play, you know, halfway decent on just an awful day.
Yeah, Penix had his worst day as a Falcon. They are middle of the road as far as stopping the pass. They're right in the middle of the pack right now. They're giving up over 211 yards per game, which is still respectable. They're giving up about 111 yards, Carl, in the run game is Carolina. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.